Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
We would like to assure the nation that there is no national shutdown. There is no such a thing as a national shutdown. We do know of a planned protest, and as the SAPS, through the National Joint Operational and Intelligence Structure, which is a government structure which comprises of various government departments led by the SANDF, the SAPS, SSA, we have put measures in place to ensure that we prevent and combat any forms of criminality that will be taking place on Monday. No one has the right to prohibit people's freedom of movement. It is actually a criminal offense, and we will respond accordingly if we find that people's freedom of movement will be prohibited.
A year ago of that unprecedented civil unrest and a lot of criticism against South African security and South African policing around that time, you know, what lessons were learned then that could be implemented when the country feels like they're on the brink of panic, as they are ahead of Monday?
We have noted the July 2021 report and their recommendations, and they are being implemented accordingly. But going forward, going into this particular planned protest, is about coordination, better coordination from our side, and working closely and enhancing our working relationship with the security industry. As we speak, we have just met with the private security industry. We have met with various security companies where we took them through on the expectations and obviously encouraging them obviously to obviously be our eyes and ears on the ground. But most importantly, that where they are issues of public violence, they are issues that need policing, and they should obviously refer everything to members of the South African Police Service. But just to say that the private security remains a key stakeholder in the fight against crime.
Have already, specifically here in KwaZulu-Natal, with the EFF singling out a specific area like Phoenix that they are ready for and willing to take on. We know this is a historic area given the last sort of communal tension with the looting scene a year ago. Your advice then to the public, because they're on edge.
As the NAT joins, we are calling on all people in South Africa to work together with law enforcement authorities to uphold and enforce the law. And this means reporting any wrongdoing, timely reporting any suspicious looking activities timely to the nearest police station, or calling the Crime Stop Hotline number on 0600. 10-1-1-1. We do assure members, the public, that we have heightened police visibility. We are increasing police visibility. But what is important going into this planned protest is that we will not be working in isolation. We are following a multidisciplinary approach where we will be working hand in glove with various law enforcement agencies. And as I've alluded, the private security and businesses, various businesses.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.